hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And, you know, wow. Last week was such a great time down at Lauderdale by the Sea. A lot of, you know, flashbacks from years gone by of Ocean Fest, which is, you know, we started Scuba Radio 17 years ago. Ocean Fest started at the same time. And I hadn't been back there in like 10 years. That show kind of stopped happening after a while. And I just got distracted with going to other places and things. And then you come back and it all floods back and comes back all at once. Caught up with a lot of great friends. And what a great event. Steve De Oliveira is on Scuba Radio to help me recap some of the things that happened at Bugfest and pick up where we left off last week, which was earlier than the event ended. Right, Steve? I had to leave early. It wasn't fair.
Yeah, you left, what, Thursday night, right at the end of the chef competition, right?
I did. I judged eight and split, you know, which is, you know, my typical MO. I had to actually fly out to Oshkosh, Wisconsin for the Air Venture show for our other show, Just Plain Radio. So you can go listen to that show and find out what that was all about. But it was still, I was sad. I had to leave early and miss all the festivities because that seemed to be quite a party Thursday night. At the end of lobster mini season in Florida, too, right?
Yeah, Thursday night was a lot of fun. We gave out the awards for the divers that caught the biggest lobsters, biggest off a boat, and then biggest off the beach. And so the divers got their plaques, and they got their prize money, and a couple others won additional prizes on top of that. And then after that was done, we gave away all the other prizes we had, including some that you guys were great enough to pass along to us from Scuba Radio. We had a raffle and just started giving out tickets, and I think it went on for like, I don't know, 35, 40 minutes.
Yeah, there were a lot of prizes. Just some of the stuff we brought. You know, we brought a spare air. We brought some Nanook protective cases with Scuba Radio logos on them, and we had stuff from Divers Alert Network, and I know you had some trips and all kinds of things to give away, and I would imagine that made a lot of the participants in Bugfest very happy this year, huh?
Yeah, they did. In fact, there were a couple of divers that won like three or four different things.
Wow.
So they went home. They went home with a bag full of stuff.
Sweet.
So, it was a really good event. We had a lot of happy divers that they went home after having a good time, and we did more stuff on Friday and Saturday, too. We did a beach dive on the Copenhagen, which is a state underwater preserve off of the town. And then on Saturday, we did a snorkel trip. We took 35 people snorkeling on a free trip aboard South Florida Diving Headquarters out to the Copenhagen. And that was a lot of fun. We took a bunch of people that weren't even certified out there. And afterwards, they loved the wreck, and they loved the nearby reef that we did. And they started talking about getting certified as a diver.
Excellent.
And, you know, and that's what it's all about. You know?
It is. Sharing the love of diving. That's what we do here at Scuba Radio and Bugfest. And that whole activity of catching lobsters is a part of that activity for sure. If you have never went after lobsters, I mean, there's this there's this fever that overcomes the divers. And as long as you play it safe and you don't forget that you got to still maintain your buoyancy and you got to pay attention to your air supply hunting lobsters and getting lobsters is so much fun. I mean, I don't even know what to compare it to. It's just, it is just a blast. It's one of my favorite activities as a scuba diver, for sure. And, yeah, you know, those folks that snorkeled on the Copenhagen, I don't know if they were, I mean, were you trying to turn them on to the bug hunting as well, or not so much? It was more just showing them the love of diving.
Yeah, we wanted to expose them to the Copenhagen, but being part of Bugfest, they were exposed to everything else too. They were exposed to the divers that won the awards, and I mean, they saw how much fun diving was.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them said, "We're going to get certified, and we're going to come back next year and take part in the contest."
Yeah. Now, so, you mentioned the Copenhagen, and you said you had orchestrated a beach dive to the Copenhagen. Is it that close?
The Copenhagen is 3/4 mile offshore.
Okay.
So this beach dive is only for the really
hard
divers, for the really top divers, really the top divers that are in top shape.
Yeah.
Because it's about a 35-40 minute swim out to the wreck.
Okay.
So, but they do that about 3 or 4 times a year, and then afterwards they have lunch at the Sea Watch restaurant, which the wreck is right off of. So it's a fun day, and not everyone can do it, but every now and then they. They put on their tanks, and they go to the beach, and they make the trek out there.
Well, there you go. Did the weather hold? Because during mini season, it was just phenomenal. I mean, flat, calm seas. That dive we did off of, you know, right there by Commercial Pier, Lauderdale by the Sea, was just phenomenal. And I'll be honest, you know, that was the first day of mini season. I took CJ and Jimmy, the bubble boy, down there with me.
Okay.
And they hadn't been diving in a while. And I had a feeling, well, especially when I was hanging out watching over the ocean at midnight on the first day of lobster mini season, seeing all the dive lights and all the divers out at midnight.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, okay, we're going to go out here and dive in the morning. I'm thinking the reef's going to be picked over. There's not going to be many bugs to find. And I was correct in that regard. However, I thought, hey, these guys haven't been in the water in a while. This is going to be a great dive for me. I haven't been down here in a long time. Let's just go down there and have fun. If we see lobsters, that's just a bonus, you know, bonus. But we got down there. Sure enough, you know, we see squid. We see nurse sharks, all kinds of schools of fish. I mean, I was blown away how well the reef has held up over the years and how great of a dive it is right there off of the Windjammer Resort just south of Commercial Pier. I mean, mind-boggling.
It really is nice. We, on Saturday, which was the last day of Bugfest, August 2nd, we showed all the pictures from the winners of the photo contest. And there was some absolutely just gorgeous underwater photos of octopus, of a nurse shark. There were a lot of macro shots of close-ups of corals. It was just that we had some from the Copenhagen wreck. So, yeah, it's amazing how you can be on a really nice reef within a 5-minute swim of the beach off the town. We're pretty unique in that respect.
Yeah, and the visibility was great. The seas were flat calm. I mean, it was just perfect conditions all the way around. Just made for a great dive and probably one of the easiest dives I've ever done. And one of those, you know, even back in the day when we came down there for Ocean Fest, I was always blown away how the beach diving there was, and I kind of kicked myself for not going back sooner. But, you know, we get distracted going to Fiji and the Bahamas and Grenada and all these cool places, which I love them. But, you know, sometimes you have a tendency to overlook what's right there in your backyard. And, you know, it really is a great opportunity for people in Florida, or if you're from outside of Florida, want to come down and experience a part of Florida that you probably aren't aware of. Because it is kind of like a little hidden diving secret down there at Lauderdale by the Sea. Yeah, and I'm assuming you would agree with me on that.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. My son, who turns 31 later this month, I got him certified when he was about, I think, either 12 or 14 years old. 95% of the dives that he does are off the beach, and he does most of them here in Lauderdale by the Sea because it's a simple way of diving. You don't need a boat. You don't need to find, you know, you should have a buddy with you at all times, of course, but you don't need a boat. You don't need to call up a dive shop and book passage anywhere. You just make sure there's air in your tank. Go to the beach, park, throw in your stuff, and go in the water.
That's right. It's your own speed, your own schedule, you know, laid back, however you want to dive it, it's your choice. Having that freedom, there's nothing like it for sure. And it's right there, Lauderdale by the Sea, Commercial Pier. You got to go check this out for sure. Now, let's get back to the competition. So you had a biggest bug con category for the beach dive in the boat. And what were the size?
The biggest bug caught off a boat was $500. And that was won by a guy named Brent Iturralde out of Pompano Beach. His bug was like 4.17 pounds.
Wow, nice.
And then off the beach, a diver, Todd Fleming, I think of Boca, won $500 and an Aris regulator.
Sweet.
His bug was 3.3 pounds. And that was a special contest that night, the midnight dive through Gold Coast Scuba. And they gave him the regulator on top of the $500 that he won from Bugfest.
Nice.
And then we had a 2-day weight total. A veteran diver, Frank Schmidt, out of Lighthouse Point, he caught 43.5 pounds worth of lobster over 2 days.
Oh, man.
And he won $250 and a charter boat with Sea Experience in Fort Lauderdale for 24 divers. So, and that's worth like $1,300.
Yeah, not to mention his 43 pounds of lobster, which is $20 a pound. That's a hefty haul right there. He did quite well.
Exactly. And then we had two divers that sort of tied for the prettiest lobster contest.
Okay, well, hold that thought. The prettiest lobster? I didn't know there was such a thing. But we got more with Steve Delavera from Lauderdale by the Sea, and we're going to talk about that on the world's first radio show devoted to diving next.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a bone fishing paradise for over 50 years. However, what has been bringing world-class anglers and Hollywood stars to this private island paradise is also quite impressive underwater. So after a multi-million dollar renovation, Deepwater Cay now offers scuba diving to their long list of water sport activities. It's an all-inclusive out-island experience with unspoiled diving, easy access to the States, and exceptional food and accommodations. Treat yourself like the star you are at Deepwater Cay. Go to deepwaterkay.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Dad, we have a bug.
Bug Hunter. He loves to hunt bugs. He's a diver with an attitude. An underwater thug. With stealth speed and agility, he combs the ocean floor. No matter how many bugs you catch, he's always gonna catch more. Yeah, he's the king of all the lobster slayers, and the word has gotten round. Everyone knows something's gonna die when the bug hunter goes down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving, and that is the Scuba Cowboy. That song, Bug Hunter, is his latest release, obviously about catching bugs, catching lobsters, and that's what we're talking about right now with Steve Delavera from Lauderdale by the Sea, the man behind the madness of Bugfest, which is where we were doing our thing last week and having a blast. Now, you mentioned a category for Bugfests competition for prizes and giveaways and things was the prettiest lobster, Steve. So explain how you guys judged the prettiest lobster. Because I caught one that had kind of a weird viral growth around the carapace, which I thought, hey, why not? But everybody looked at it and like, oh, God, Greg, it's like a Phantom of the Opera lobster. No, that ain't going to win. So I don't know. Is beauty in the eyes of the bug hunter or what? How did you judge this?
It's pretty well. We wanted to give the women divers a chance to win something too. I mean, not that the guys have any advantage over girls in catching lobsters, but it was sort of a joke where all lobsters look alike. So we said, the woman diver will get the prettiest lobster, but if there's a tie, it will go to the biggest bug. So obviously, the tiebreaker was going to be the weight. But what happened this year was, in addition to a diver that caught one about 2.9 pounds, there was another diver that caught a lobster out of Coral Springs, Sherry Williams, and she actually put a tiara on the lobster and then put glitter on it and took a picture and sent it to us. So she interpreted the contest in a different way. And because she was so creative about it, we decided to give them both awards this year. They both got $100 from Bugfest.
Nice. All right. So she basically gave her lobster a makeover. A lobster makeover?
Lobster makeover. That's correct. Yeah.
And you guys had to credit her accordingly. And,
right.
Which sounds good. So, yeah, you had that. And then you had a couple other categories. What were they? Biggest? Well, we mentioned biggest and on the boat and the beach. But what were the other ones?
Well, there was the biggest bug off the beach, biggest bug off a private boat. There were two biggest bugs off commercial boats, South Florida Diving Headquarters, the Aquaview and the Black Pearl that morning. And then we had the total weight for 2 days, and that was a prize as well.
Well, it was a great event for sure, Steve, and I can't wait to come back for next year. If not, come back sooner. I mean, there's always stuff going on down there at Lauderdale by the Sea, right?
Yeah, exactly. As a matter of fact, in September, we have a diver from Central Florida, your area, Alan Sherrod, who's going to be making a second attempt to set a world record for the longest time underwater, like 55 hours. He's going to get in the water on September 17th and then come out, it was about 4 days later, on the 21st. So, and he's going to be doing that right off Lauderdale by the Sea, the Detroit Avenue portal right in front of the Windjammer there. So that's going to be interesting. We expect to get a lot of media coverage for that, like we did back in, I think it was 2011 when he did it the first time.
Yeah, no, I saw him at the party there Thursday evening, and we were talking about that, and he said, could you bring down some mermaids and come down and do your show and all that kind of thing? So, I don't know. We'll see if we can make that happen. I said I'd look at the schedule. My head was spinning after judging lobster meals and things like that, which, we got to talk about that as well. Now, I got to be a judge in the lobster cook-off Thursday evening, which we basically had six teams that cooked up some special lobster recipe, and I was on a panel of six or seven judges,
right.
And we got to judge this stuff, and I actually had to run out right after the judging was complete, so I didn't see the final ceremony of who won, but who was the big winner?
Yeah, the big winner was Rich Barnhart and his wife Valerie of By the Sea Realty. They won with their recipe for lobster sliders, which was really, really good.
Now, he was the one that gave us the beer in a jug, wasn't he?
Yes, was the funky Buddha, which is a local brewery
Buddha
down here.
Right.
Yeah,
yum.
Yeah, he did that one, yeah.
That was good.
And then second place was the Diver's Choice Award, and that was won by Jeff Terode of he's with South Florida Diving Headquarters, but he also owns Serena the Yacht Charters, and they were the official entry into the contest. So they won second place with their recipe.
Yes, Captain Cocktail and their crew had their little lobster gumbo stuff. You know, and actually, I thought his presentation there was really good. But when I tasted it, I was kind of like, well, there's something missing here. Now, I'm not going to say that to him.
Right.
When I talked to him later on the show today, I was like, dude, I voted for you. You know, you got 5 stars across the board. But between you and me, Steve, yeah, I was kind of like, I was a little let down on the taste. Now, the guy with the sliders, though, he worked it right because he got everybody a little lubricated before with that funky Buddha beer, which was great. And then the sliders were very tasty well.
I have to give Jeff kudos, though. I think the drink he served with his recipe was a key lime martini.
That was great.
That was really good. That was really good.
They definitely won the cocktail stuff, for sure. And presentation was great. It was just, I don't know, when I had the the lobster, it kind of went down like a gooey mess to me, and I wasn't feeling it. And I was like, Jeff, okay, I love you as a brother, but man, just stay away from the kitchen, dude.
They won the Diver's Choice, so someone liked them. You know?
Yeah, well, true. Well, we call them Captain Cocktail, so you know we expect these things like key lime martinis to taste great. Exactly. So he's not necessarily known for his lobster cooking skills, but that's fine. It was a good time, and basically the teams created this recipe, and the winner got what exactly? What did they win?
The winner got a plaque. The two winners got a plaque. Mm-hmm. Jeff got a plaque for Diver's Choice, and then By the Sea Realty got a plaque for Master Chef Lobster Competition.
Yeah.
You know, overall, we had over 200 divers that came to Bugfest over the course of the week. So nice. That was really, really cool, yeah.
Yeah, everybody there was having a great time. I mean, you know, we're right there in the square of Lauderdale by the sea. There were a bunch of chairs, and we were watching the competition. And you could tell the atmosphere was just perfect. Everybody was enjoying it, and they were sampling a little lobster recipes as they let the judges have their taste, and then they took it out to the audience, have them try it out. So everybody was in on the action in that regard. And then the prize giveaways went on for another half hour after I left, at least.
Yeah, at least, yeah.
You know, maybe a few more cocktails were had at Aruba's or wherever. So, you know, it was just a good time to be had by all. And then Friday night you had a lobster cook-off, I hear, on the beach or something.
Yeah,
is that right?
We had a lobster.
Dinner.
Yeah, Lenore Nolan Ryan, who's she's a well-known gourmet. She owns a catering company, and she also has cooking classes here in town. She served a lobster dinner to over 250 people, and it was under a tent in El Prado Park, right by the ocean. And it was really, really a nice evening, and it was like $25. You can't beat that.
There you go.
For a lobster dinner right by the Atlantic there. It was really, really nice.
Well, Florida Spiny Lobster Mini Season, a week-long celebration for our two-day sports season called Bugfest. It just doesn't get much better. Bugfestbythesea.com. Go there. Plan accordingly for next year. We'll be there with our tickle sticks in hand. And we may even use them in the water this time. It's anybody's guess. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Thanks, Greg.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Bugfest was a blast. It drew a lot of people last week, but being the psycho magnet that I am, it also drew some people we would have preferred stayed home, like Drunken Santa. Here's what happened, and I apologize in advance.
This is Drunken Santa, and this is broadcasting live from Bugfest by the sea, and I have come across a very delicious, lovely mermaid. What's your name, honey?
Sarah.
Sarah's so hot. And what's your name?
Leslie.
This is radio, but I wish it was television. Because these girls are making you lose your mind. Why are you here?
To be a mermaid, why not?
I have no idea. Why are you holding my microphone?
I figured it's Christmas in July. And though, look, it's Bubble Boy.
Hey, Santa, I thought you were reaching for something else, but apparently you got Greg's microphone.
So, Greg, are you catching the lobsters tomorrow?
Yes, I hope so, but why are you even here?
Because it's Bugfest.
Right, it's Bugfest, right? But you're not going to be diving for any lobsters. You're in no shape.
Go ahead, honey.
Us mermaids do like the melted butter, but not too hot.
Okay. Good to know. So maybe like 5 seconds in the microwave, dudes.
The salt and the butter can get a little sticky.
Thank you very much. Let me help you out with that.
Oh, no.
Jimmy, help me out here.
Okay, I'll help them wipe their lips.
What a gentleman.
God, I know. He's so nice.
50 Shades of Grey novel.
I know, right? It was crazy. I should put a tarp down on the floor or something. We're not trying to make a mess. You know what Santa would like?
Absolutely.
Beg your pardon. You got to get right up on the microphone or it does not pick up your lips.
Don't look at him. You know, I get this show, right? The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
I have heard of it.
So I got one. You get one, too.
Whoop, there it is. What would you like to say to all the divers out there?
Oh, time to get wet.
Hey, now. Ain't no doubt about that.
Look, I apologized in advance. We got a Dan tip next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio Divers Consumer Tip Number 333. If you pick up a shell underwater,
I thought I sent you away, cretin.
Not only will you hear the ocean, you may also experience excruciating pain from the hermit crab's claws that burrows its way into your ear canal.
You see how wonderful life can be?
In the ocean.
With your maniacal.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. Did you have any trouble finding the new studio, Nick?
No.
GPSs are pretty cool, aren't they?
Yes, they are, but I didn't need one.
What? Did you use the force?
No, I had directions. I knew where I was and where I was going.
Okay, so in other words, you employed good navigational skills.
Yes, I did, Greg, and they're not just for diving anymore.
But underwater navigation is a good skill to have.
It really is. And why is that?
So you don't get lost.
Exactly. Underwater navigation skills are so important, entire specialties are built on them.
So what are the benefits of being able to navigate underwater?
Shoot, what aren't the benefits? At least half a dozen come to mind almost immediately.
Prove it.
Being proficient in underwater navigation helps you relax and avoid confusion or disorientation. You'll know where you are, where you need to go, and where you are in relation to your exit point.
Okay, that's one.
It helps avoid long surface swims, unless, of course, that was part of the plan. Poor navigation skills can leave you surfacing far from the boat, and that's generally not ideal.
That's two.
It maximizes your dive plan. Knowing where you are allows you to do what you plan to do, so you don't spend half your bottom time guessing and searching.
Three.
It avoids buddy separation. If you both know where you're going and are able to navigate there, you're less likely to lose each other.
That's four.
It conserves air.
Okay, wait. Time out. You're reaching for this one. Navigation conserves air?
It's the relaxation thing again. Confidence in where you are helps you relax, which keeps you calm, which helps you breathe evenly and slowly.
All right, five. One more.
You don't get lost.
Shoot, I should have seen that one coming. Man, that was a half dozen.
I can give you more.
And I'd love to hear them. But how about giving our listeners some tips on how to navigate?
There are several methods you can use, like natural navigation. Before you even get in the water, take stock of the waves, currents, or any landmarks on shore. Once you're underwater, use what's around you to stay oriented. Note the direction of the current and take stock of coral formations or bottom composition. If you're diving a reef or a wall, keep it on one side of you for the first half of the dive and reverse it on the return.
Sounds easy enough.
Well, it is. Another option is to use the underwater pattern. Swim in a predetermined pattern like a square or rectangle instead of choosing random directions.
Been there, done that. I use a compass myself.
And they're a terrific navigation tool. Set a heading to follow on your way out and follow the reciprocal back in. There are lots of methods you can use and a lot to know about each one of them. The best thing you can do is to take a specialty course to learn the finer points and then practice what you've learned. Navigation is one of the most useful and safety-oriented skills you can have.
What's the point of diving the perfect site if you can't find it again? Good navigation skills always let divers know where they are, where they need to be, and where they want to go once more. Don't spend your time swimming in circles muttering, "I swear this was around here somewhere." Get yourself some training in underwater navigation. Practice and be the diver everyone else asks for directions. Do that and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Ah! Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization.
With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And we are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. All right, so, you know, we've been talking a lot about Lauderdale by the Sea and Bugfest. Just had a great old time. But I can't overlook all these other places I go either, and it's hard to keep track of them all, but I have constant reminders from our friends, you know, over in the Bahamas specifically. And I have Chris Pipes on from Deepwater Key right now to help, you know, refresh us all on what is available over in the Bahamas. Chris, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Greg, I'm doing great. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. You know, I caught some lobsters. I got to cook up my lobster catch here. So maybe I'll recruit some of our mermaids and spice things up a bit. Well, no, maybe that wouldn't be a good idea.
Hey, that Bugfest sounded like a lot of fun down there. I'm sure you guys had a great time.
Yeah, you know what? We got to take that concept and take it over to the Bahamas. Maybe
yeah.
Bugfest in the Bahamas at Deepwater Key might be a plan that we have to put into place. That would
be fun. Yeah, we've got a lot of great dive sites over there, and there's a lot of lobster over in the Bahamas, too. And this is kind of coming into the season down there, and it'll be running all the way through the fall season. So no problem.
Absolutely, and I have no doubt that Philip, the dive guide, the dive master there in charge over at Deepwater Key, has a few honey holes up his wetsuit.
Yeah, our dive master, Philip Russell, not only is he just a really class guy, but he does. He knows the honey holes. He knows where those spiny lobsters are hanging out and hiding, so there's opportunities there for sure.
Yeah, and whether you want to go out on one of their two, World Cat boats, which are just top-notch, there's places you could go right off the beach there at Deepwater Key off the little private island and probably find some places where you could find lobsters or just go do some snorkeling. And stuff as well. It's just a phenomenal place, deepwaterkey.com or deepwater, C-A-Y. We say key, but did spell it C-A-Y in the Bahamas. It's Bahamas thing, but deepwaterkey.com. Go there, check out all the pictures, and that'll kind of, you know, enhance what we're describing over there. As far as the accommodations are second to none, but what's really cool about this is it's really... this is like your own private island experience, your dive adventure, fishing adventure, whatever you want to do, right, Chris?
That's right. Yeah, and, you know, we welcome families down to Deepwater Key as well. It's a great opportunity to come down and enjoy some of the underwater exploration we offer, to get certified or take a Discover Scuba program down with us. And, you know, the whole family can learn to dive together, and Philip and his team will work with them, and we've got all the gear down there, So it's good for beginners as well as the experienced diver.
Yeah, you know, and I got to say, if we were to bring a Bugfest concept over there to Deepwater Key, one of the things I had a problem with in Fort Lauderdale was after I caught my bugs, I was actually planning to just go to a local restaurant and have them fix it up for us and eat it right there on site. You know, the ultimate fresh Florida lobster, right?
Mm-hmm.
It ends up, we got all these rules in the states and, you know, health department things where the restaurants aren't actually even allowed to take, you know, fresh fish and lobster into their restaurant and cook it. There's like all these, you know, red flags and, you know, all this BS that we have to deal with in the states. That if we did this in the Bahamas, I know the chef there in the Bahamas made the most incredible lobster quesadilla that I had ever had. Not only had I never heard of such a creation, but man, that was some of the best lobster I've ever tasted. So we could work this out. We work a deal where we go over there, catch some lobster, and have your chef there at Deepwater Key hook us up big time, you think?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a given. Not a problem at all. And keep in mind, too, Greg, we've got our own private paved jet strip there. It's 4,000-foot runway, so some of your listeners might want to just fly directly right over onto our island.
Yeah, whether you're a pilot or a pilot in training like myself and know a pilot, you can fly your own, or you can just charter your own little flight from Fort Lauderdale. Mm-hmm. It's not that expensive. Get two or three people, share the flight over. You have your own private, charter over Deepwater Key, land right there on the island. They park the plane, you go off, and they pick you up in a golf cart and drive you to your cottage, which it'll blow you away at Deepwater Key. It just doesn't get any better.
Yeah, it's very comfortable, Greg, as you know. The cottages are perfect for a small family or a couple people want to come over, couples a husband and wife or a couple of guys want to come over and share a cottage and go out and dive every day. Not a problem at all. A lot of good sites to explore. And, you know, our dive boat has been custom rigged. It's a 33-foot WorldCat with twin 225-horsepower Honda outboards. And, I mean, it's just perfect for taking people out. And, of course, we've got fresh fruit, ice-cold fruit on board ready for them when they come up. They want to take a little breather. And we've got the swim-on, swim-off inflatable ribs, too, to take people out in kind of a high-tech banana boat.
Yeah, I mean, you got all these water sport things that people can do on their surface interval, whether it's those, you know, those fun little water sport things or paddle boards. You got the, obviously, you can do fly fishing if you want to do a little fishing in between your dives. I mean, the fly fishing there is world class. That's really what you guys are known for, actually, right?
It sure is. Yeah, our bone fishing is phenomenal. So that's absolutely a given. We've got 10 of the best guides in the entire Bahamas available to our guests to take him out on the flats, and we've got 250 square miles of bonefish and permit flats around the island, along with all the blue holes. So it's really fun. We've got the reef fishing and offshore fishing and flats fishing, as well as the full dive program, which we've been talking so much about today for your audience. So, yeah, we just invite folks to come down Deepwater Key. We're just off the east end of Grand Bahama Island. Easy to get to. It's been around since 1958. Exquisite little place. Great accommodations and food and beverage and sports and activities. So, Greg, just have your listeners come down and give us a call.
Atmosphere second to none. DeepwaterCAY.com. Go check it out. Book it. You'll thank me later.
Thanks, Greg.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook. The evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Instead of letting live sharks rain down on people,
shark!
We're going to get in that chopper,
shark!
And throw bombs into the tornadoes,
shark!
Blasting those bastards to bits.
Shark!
Where are sharks flooding the streets?
Go, 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 go. We're all going to die in a sharknado, sharknado.
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 Sharknado!
Shark!
Yes. Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Sharknado 2, the second one. Yes. It coincided with the, the kickoff of Florida spiny lobster season. So on the first day, you know, we sat out there in the hotel room and watched it for a little bit. I didn't get through the whole thing then, but I have since. And believe it or not, I actually enjoyed this one. So I did watch it so you don't have to. But I would actually encourage you this time to go back and watch Sharknado 2. There are some cameos in this goofy-ass movie that are quite entertaining. And is it any more realistic than Sharknado 1? Hell no. And to back me up on that, I have the dive god, Neil Watson, on the line with me. How are you, Neil?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. But I have to admit, I haven't seen Sharknado yet.
Well, I watched it so you don't have to. That's what I do here at Scuba Radio. And
instead of using a shark cage, you get in your car?
Well, no, it'll be sucked up in a tornado. Car wouldn't be a good thing.
Oh,
or a sharknado.
I see.
It's a tornado full of sharks.
All right.
You know, when the first one came out last year, Neil, I mean, people actually called up the local emergency services, hotline 911, and they were calling like, hey, do I need to be concerned about a Sharknado coming? Could this really happen? You know, and then people realized it was just a big hoax. The movie was terrible. It's like, what is all this hubbub about? And it's just a crappy B movie on sci-fi. And it was pretty goofy, except for the last 5 minutes of the first Sharknado are kind of fun to watch just because it's so ridiculous and outrageous that it's kind of funny to see. The second one is so good because there's so many cameos, because the first one was such a phenomenon. Now all these B actors are making these appearances in Sharknado 2 and want to add to their resume that they were killed by a Sharknado. And, you know, so it's crazy.
Well, what species? What species sharks? I mean,
all types.
If it's nurse shark, so what, you know?
Well, a nurse shark could do a lot of damage shark, if it lands on you.
Nurse Sharknado. There you go. You get hickeys.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, they're flying through the air. They got thresher sharks, bull sharks, hammerheads, and, yeah, nurse sharks. I don't know. I didn't see any nurse sharks in Sharknado 2.
Logic would have it that if instead of bull sharks, it would be like farm animals, bulls and cows and chicken NATO.
You would think, right? Something else would get sucked up in that shark NATO other than sharks. Like, a flounder, just flops on somebody's face, or octopus or something. But no, it's that would be too unrealistic, Neil. So, yeah.
Thank God it's not another Jaws, because people took that thing serious and it devastated the diving industry for 2 years.
You know, when the first Sharknado came out and it was just hitting the media and becoming a big hubbub, that's what I was a little concerned about. So I watched it like, what's going on here? You know, because people were calling 911 and saying, should we be concerned with Sharknados? I'm like, great. That's all the shark needs is more bad press. And then I watched the movie like, oh my God, this is hideous. And it's a big hose, big joke, you know. But
it seems like the safe place to be would be out in the water. All the sharks are over land and tornadoes, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like a documentary, I guess. So you got to watch it for yourself.
Well, I'll grab me a 40-ounce bottle of
that's what you need.
Vodka.
Yeah. Get good and lubricated.
And sit down and have to watch this.
Right. When you got a couple hours.
Now I'm interested.
Yeah. Yeah. You got a couple hours. You have nothing better to do. Hey, it's worth watching and giggling a couple times. And, yeah, it'll be much more entertaining if you're good and liquored up or on some other kind of substance.
I wasn't going there.
Yeah, well, you know, you got Colorado. We got to think about our Colorado divers now.
There you go. Okay. That's true.
All right, so there's my review of Sharknado 2. Go watch it. It is pretty ridiculous. I mean, it just, you know, and I don't want to spoil it, but there's a lot of cameos in it that are fun watching these particular people get killed by sharks so, or eaten or squashed or decapitated, whatever. So take it for what it is, which is just a big joke and fun entertainment. All right. Well, Neil, you know, we got to hang briefly there at Bugfest, but I know we're talking about heading back down to the Keys, and you were just down there with Captain Slate, right?
Yeah, I was there over the weekend. Went down Friday, came back Sunday. He's cranking down there. He had all of his boats out pretty much full morning and afternoon. That's a great little operation he has there. You know, I mean, it's much better than where he was before. It was right off the highway. He's 2 minutes from open water, much closer to the reefs.
Nice.
And that's there's a great little shopping center right there, a great restaurant. There's even a little hotel that he's doing packages with that, plus, of course, the Islander is our main property. You know, the Guy Harvey Outpost down there, which I stayed at, which they've really done an amazing job completely redoing that. You know, it's really, really nice.
Well, there you go. You can go to CaptainSlade.com and get more information. We will plan a rendezvous down there shortly, Neil.
Sounds like a plan. Actually, they're having the big Guy Harvey grand opening of the rebranding and remodeling in September. So I'm definitely going to be down for that. But I've got some dates, and maybe we can have a big boil-off that weekend.
That sounds like a plan. All right, that'll do it for this hour. We got another hour on deck. Stay close. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.